Right, it's Kerrang Radio. It is me, Johnny Doom. It's still raining here at Download 2016. But we're warm and dry in here. With From Ashes to New, how you doing, Matt and Tim?
Good, man. You're just happy to be here. How you doing, Tim?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Don't lie. Steph's already told me that you're hungry and
we're
tired
hungry.
And
we're hungry. Apparently the tickets have eluded us. So we're looking for them food tickets right now, man. I could go for a nice juicy burger.
Are you really hungry, are you?
Woohoo! I haven't eaten yet today. I was kind of wake up. I had 8 minutes to get out of the hotel. My phone died, so my alarm didn't go off.
Right.
So,
is this your first time at Download?
Yes, it's our first time. Have you ever been over here in the UK?
Never.
I've never been across the Atlantic Ocean.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it is a shame about the weather, but this is a fantastic festival. You know, it's got a very big heritage in this country.
We hear all about it,
man. Rock on to Download. But yes, just good to have you here. Obviously, Steph and the Noise Cartel people passed the album on to me, which I had a good listen to. Played a few tracks on my show as well.
Awesome.
And yeah, it's just a great album. It's a really good album.
Thank you.
A lot of fun. You know, it's got some elements that we probably know from the new metal kind of era.
Yeah.
But it's also got some bits that you kind of bring into your own, you know, with the flows and and what's going on. I mean, when did you guys get together anyway? When did it start?
The band was fully formed in, 2014? January 2014.
So it's a fresh project.
Yeah, it's brand new. We started writing songs for it in 2013.
Yeah.
In the summer of 2013, we started writing our first batch of songs. But our record wasn't written until, summer of 2014? I think it was? Yeah.
It's a big record, though. I mean, like, it must have taken a bit of time to get it together.
It really didn't, man. I mean, it's one of those things, like, for us, it's been clicking. It's been firing on all cylinders, so it's been good because it's... I don't want to say it's been easy because we've worked really, really, really hard, especially on the touring, but when it came to writing the songs, we all seem to really work well together. You know?
Yeah.
We've known each other for a long time, too, so I think that helps out.
And obviously, there's going to be some comparisons to Linkin Park. There's going to be some.
Yep.
Were you massive fans of them anyway when you were growing up? Was it a band that meant a lot to you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm going to speak for myself, Matt, here, that Linkin Park, I liked their first two records a lot. They were really good, solid records. And then I kind of fell off of that and I started evolving. But for me as a musician, I listen to everything. And I think that's why you're saying, like, it's got a different bunch of different elements of sound in our songs. Because we all listen to, I mean, his iPod's got stuff on it that mine wouldn't have it on it. And, you know, you put all of our stuff together and you got every band probably in the world, you know what I mean? So, how about Linkin Park with you?
Yeah, I was a fan just like everybody else was, you know, when the first record came out. And just, there's every album had so many singles on it, you didn't have a choice but to like it, you know what I mean? But, I mean, that being said, they're great songwriters and it's kind of like an honor to get that kind of comparison to be compared to a band like Linkin Park. But at the same time, it's like, The comparisons are skin deep. You scratch the surface, and you're gonna find we're a completely different entity than.
You were saying before that you kind of went off them as they went along. It's because they kind of lost a bit of their energy and a bit of the heaviness and things like that. But your album, it's kind of on point with the heaviness, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, man, I think that we're all a bunch of angry dudes. I think deep down inside we're just angry people, man. So.
I was listening to it in the car on the school run with my daughter, and she had the CD in the back, and she was like, "Daddy, this isn't good. There's some guy on the front." And then when you turn it over, the meteorite's crashed into the world and he's gone. And I was like, "Don't worry, darling, it's all right.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay." Yeah. I mean, it really signifies just the beginning of something new. You know, you can take it as what we like to do in the writing of our songs, the artwork that depicts who we are, the band name itself, is you can take a piece of it from whatever you want. But it's beginning. It's overcoming adversity. It's telling the people that told you that you couldn't do what you wanted to do that you can do what you want to do.
Yeah.
That you can go from 10 years in a local band or whatever and still make it. You know,
yeah.
Don't give up on chasing your dreams and don't listen to people who want to sit back and tell you what they think you should be. Just be what you know you should be. And I think that's what the big message is in what we do.
Yeah, you know, positivity, I suppose, really. But, so when are you playing, anyway? Or
today?
Yeah. I mean, what time?
6:50.
6:50?
6:50.
Well, have a blast.
Thank you.
Try and stay dry. Get some food. as well. Have you got...
I'm trying, man.
Are you doing like any other festivals as well this year?
We played Rockham Park. That was great. We were going to play Rock'em Ring, but we all know that got canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
So we weren't able to do that. And then when we leave here, we go back to the States and we play Warped Tour.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Well, nice speaking to you guys.
Likewise,
good luck.
Man.
Great band. And enjoy Download 2016.
Hey, we were at the award show last night, by the way, too.
That was
freaking awesome,
awards,
man.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So thanks for having us there. Thanks for having us here. You know, we just feel really fortunate and blessed to be a part of this. So
it is a pleasure.